Welcome to Health Conversations. Today's Health Conversation is with Natasha Trenev, founder-president of Natron Probiotics, and America's personal trainer, Tony Little.
Hey, this is Natasha Trenev, the founder and president of Natron Probiotics. And today, I'm going to call my good friend Tony Little so we can talk about fitness from within, which is the next thing we want to introduce America to. Hey, Tony, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, great, Natasha. Hey. Thanks for everything you've done for me already.
You are called America's personal trainer, and I'm called as the mother of probiotics. So let's take it from there. We need to get people on this new cycle of, you know, fixing their insides, just like we're fixing their body from the inside with muscular training, aerobics, and which is your specialty. But I'm here to give them a strategy for probiotic supplementation so we can fix that 27 feet that is their fuel line and the gateway to all health matters pertaining to their body.
Yeah. Well, health begins within, right? I mean, it starts there. You are what you eat. And if you eat bad, then you got to eat something else to make you not feel bad. And that's kind of what probiotics is all about. That's what's helping me.
Yeah, well, you know, what it is, Tony, is that you've got about 100 trillion microbes lining that 27 feet. And those microbes, you know, make sure that you are getting the right nutrient or not getting the right nutrient and getting poisoned every day. So you got to know a strategic probiotic supplementation program in order to get results.
Well, do I tell anybody, Natasha, that, you know, I'm actually on the Healthy Trinity for about 3 weeks now?
Yes, please.
Yeah, and unbelievable. You know, I never had a chance to really tell you, but I had a lot of gut problems. I had tried probiotics, but I tried it originally in, the small amounts that they had in yogurts and did nothing for me.
What happens when people take the ineffective products, they don't get results. You're not alone, Tony. Many people, almost everyone I talked to today, has sour stomach or indigestion or they can't go to the bathroom. I mean, it's almost an epidemic state. And if you try the wrong probiotic, you're not going to get the results. And you're going to say, oh, probiotics are just a myth. They don't work. So I think our point here today is just like you directed people to get the right machinery, to get the right exercise program. I think our mission is to get them to fix their insides just like we fix them with exercise. And believe it or not, for three decades, my motto has been the tripod of health, exercise, diet, and strategic probiotic supplementation. I think if we do those three things right, we can change the health of America and the world.
No, I agree with that. I mean, you know, even when I talk about exercise to people, I always tell them, you know, it's all about technique. The same thing is what you're telling people. It's about the right product. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
One of the things was understanding from you really the difference between the dry shipping and cold shipping, because I got to say something that I was impressed with, because, you know, I'm a product person. I have a lot of different brands. I sell my food products, my Body by Bison. I sell turkey burgers called Gobble Up Turkey Burgers, and I sell a lot of fitness equipment. Everyone knows the Gazelle and all the other stuff. I ordered this, Healthy Trinity. The amazing thing that I saw is when I got the packaging, it was cold shipped, which, you know, absolutely is amazing. That's what I have to do with my food products, and that's not a cheap thing to do. That's, you know, quite a cost of money to do the cold shipping. But the other thing was just the way it was. It was in the dark glass bottles. It was wrapped with all this bubble wrap around it. It was sealed at the top with another layer of plastic. It was like getting a medical product. What is the difference? Why do you go to all that trouble for it?
Well, because look, when you're making these beneficial bacteria that we call probiotics, you're trying to get them in an arrested state of growth because you don't want them to grow inside the capsule, inside the bottle, until they have a chance to reach your body. So we're trying to stop a life cycle without damaging the bacteria, without stressing them out, and of course, causing them to die. So any amount of moisture, so little that you can't imagine how little moisture or heat or change in temperature can wake them up inside the capsule. And since there's no food coming in and waste going out, they will die. And they will be damaged by the time you take them. So you have to meet their criteria for survival in order for them to do any good in your GI tract. And that's why, you know, as the author of the only probiotic labeling standard that was read into congressional record and voted on by the entire health food industry in 1989, I can tell you the majority of the so-called people who are selling probiotics are not following the labeling standard, are not giving you the right information. And it's like a lot of misinformation. It's the same analogy that I can make that people, when we didn't understand fitness and we thought all you had to get was a treadmill. It's the same situation when there was no definition of organic foods and anybody could be, you know, cheating people and telling them they're selling them organic when it was really not certified organic. So we're in the same position in probiotics. It's a very murky category. People are telling things. People anything they want to hear. But look, you have to have a heritage. A fermentation of bacteria is extremely difficult, making them stay alive and not be damaged by the time they reach you. Then once they reach your lips, they have to survive stomach acid and bile. So if you don't meet all of this criteria for existence, why would they, you know, even want to live inside of your GI tract if they've been abused, you know, stressed and killed? They're not going to function for you at all.
So most people out there then, kind of like the fitness industry in a lot of ways, are working off a lot of hype but not a lot of science. Every time I saw probiotics that was in, you know, a bottle, and then obviously I understand the vitamins a little bit with the fillers that they use and the processes they use. And a lot of times by the time you get the pill, it's not really a healthy thing you're taking. But with the probiotics being live bacteria, I mean, it all makes sense with what the way you're doing it.
I've been in this industry for 50 years, and I can tell you that I'm one of the old dinosaurs. I believe with all my heart that our primal directive is to help people and then secondarily make money. And I think a lot of us have lost that, you know, very important prime directive of why we got into the health industry in the first place. We pledged to our customers that we were going to sell products that are good, not products that sell good. And I think if we want to compete with, you know, the outside market, which is, you know, all based on discount and coupons, that's not going to build your health. You have to be able to educate the consumer about why digestive health is the most important thing that you can take care of in your body along with exercise and diet. If you're not doing those three things, your health is going to be jeopardized no matter how many other pills you take or what flavor of the month you get into. That's the important message we need to get, that, you know, hey, it's as important to choose the right trainer and the right diet and the right probiotic supplementation if you're looking for that incredible result that everybody wants.
But there's just a lot of things that don't make sense with what's going on out there. And everything you talk about and bring up right now makes sense. And that's the most important thing. When I was doing the, you know, personal training videos and things like that, I mean, just a simple idea that I had that people were putting out videos that were, you know, you have a beginner level video, exercise video, then you have an intermediate exercise level video. And then you, and the only reason they were doing it was to make more money. Because what revolutionized my kind of personal training was I developed, you know, DVDs and videos that allowed me to be one-on-one with somebody at home, talk to them personally, educate them personally, motivate them personally. And at the same time, I developed graphs. And I don't know if you ever knew this, but I developed these time clock graphs that go at the bottom of the screen that allowed a beginner to go 30 seconds per exercise. And then they could stop and rest, and then intermediates would go 60 seconds per exercise, and then advanced would go 90 seconds. But if you were a beginner and you went to 32 seconds, you were already intermediate, which was a motivation. And at the same time, I saved them a lot of money between buying three different, you know, workouts that was just a money strategy for other people.
I agree with you. Just tell me in closing, when you first took the Healthy Trinity, how soon did you see results from your sour stomach?
No, you know, seriously, I think probably the most amazing thing about it was like within the first week. You know, I you know, listen, I'm pretty stressed out sometimes. I exercise twice a day, right? But, you know, I only exercise about 40 minutes in the morning to de-stress. And then I come back at night and I do it, you know, the same way, go in and do a little bit of cardio, a little bit of strength training, get my flexibility out of the way and everything like that. But I'm stressed. You know, I got a big business going on. I'm in a lot of different countries and working. And I was just, you know, I had this acidic thing going on. I guess Carol was always saying it was like an acid reflux type thing going on me all the time. But I will tell you that the Healthy Trinity was quite amazing. You know, I take one out of the refrigerator, and I take it, like you say, without the chlorine water type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it, and it's been unbelievable. Definitely, definitely notice a difference. I felt no difference in the other stuff I took,
yeah.
You know? This happened right away, but it's, again, it's probably because it's a live bacteria. You know, it's something that can actually work on my intestines, my system, my stomach area, where the others just, you know, weren't worth the money.
This is the most unique product in the world. There's nothing like it. In fact, it is pharmaceutical grade. It would be a pharma product if it wasn't a dietary supplement. So that's important because you're ingesting live bacteria. You got to know who the formulator and the manufacturer is, because you don't want to be ingesting live bacteria just made by anybody. And my second thought to you is that I know how busy you are and how stressed out you are with all the wonderful things you're doing for people. But traveling, you brought up a very important topic. Gosh, when people travel, they don't know that they encounter even bacteria that may be benign to them in their home environment, all of a sudden can become deadly in the new environment. And it's so important for people not to neglect taking their Healthy Trinity or a Natron Healthy Start system when they travel, because that's like your health insurance.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, look at me. I needed the message, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fitness guy, and I couldn't figure out the probiotic thing. And when you started talking to me, I was like going, wow, this is a big education right here. And that kind of made the big difference for me. I mean, let's face it. I always go back to the fact it's the credibility and the reputation of the person who has the passion for the product they're representing, and that's you.
Thank you so much, Tony, and I look forward to more sessions like this and getting the education out. Have a great, great day.
Yeah, you do the same. We can do it.
Yes, we can do it.
You've been listening to Health Conversations with the mother of probiotics, developmental scientist, and founder president of Natron, Natasha Trenev, in conversation with America's personal trainer, Tony Little. For more information on Natron probiotics, visit natron.com. And for more information on Tony Little health and fitness products, visit tonylittle.com. Thank you for listening.